Welcome to Ballyhoo Fiber Emporium, a podcast for fiber producers and artists. I'm your host, Madeline Norman. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first episode of 2016. I hope it's a great year for all of you and all of your stitch counts are correct and none of your projects have to be frogged. I hope you have happy animals and prosperous fiber adventures, etc., and all your dreams come true. Today's show features a virtual knitting night with the Godflocker and myself. We discuss all kinds of things and have all kinds of audio adventures, and I'm sure that you will enjoy the episode as much as we enjoyed making it. So is it just a tiny penis for a pot handle, or is it actually, like, for your schmeckle? Pattern available for download on Ravelry.
He has complete dog logic. So, I found two mistakes that I made in the cables, and I had
to... Please don't even look at mine.
No, but I had to drop down in cabling and figure out how to fix the cabling along with the knit and purl stitches so that it worked out correctly. You can kind of see where it's elongated here and messed up.
Yes, that definitely would have been the first thing I would have noticed.
Oh, well. So it says, start palm and gusset. Move marker back one stitch. Well, the marker's supposed to be sitting here.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to put it here, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be one stitch.
So, and it says purl two. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I have more time this semester. You and I can sit and stitch and laugh. Or not.
Now see, it says purl two, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But I've only got one purl stitch in there. And then it says knit two together, which that would be fine. And then knit one. And that puts me kind of at the end of that. Then purl one, purl two together, which keeps me in purls, which is makes sense. Knit two, and then purl two. Like, it makes sense, but then on the back side, it's totally different.
Are you sure? It's not just one of those things that seems wrong until you do it, and then it makes sense?
I started doing it, and I did that row till about halfway through the back half, and then it just, it was weird to me. I don't know. It didn't quite make sense. Because I did my twisted stitch. Part of it is because I've got this, only this purl one spot, but then it's telling me to purl another one, which just all of a sudden makes this terminate all of a sudden.
Have you looked at the picture?
So I guess I'm here, because I've done twist. Here, and this is crossed back over, and these are starting to twist again. So I'm like right here.
But I don't
here.
See any purls in there.
There is right there.
You can't really see it very well.
So I know this is going to change into this for a bit.
Right.
And I know that. But, like, those cables basically continue on. And not a lot of people have done this and posted pictures on Ravelry, so it's kind of hard
to tell.
Now
you know why.
I kind of feel almost like I should just do it. Because I even, you know, like, read people that had left notes on there and stuff like that.
And none of them said, by the way, there's a mistake.
There was nothing that said, like, oh, there's a mistake. Nothing. So it makes me just think it's just me. Because so far, everything's been really good. Everything's gone really smoothly. The pattern's been really well written. I haven't had a problem. So it makes me just think that it's just me having an issue all of a sudden.
Because it doesn't look right now.
Exactly. And maybe if I got out of this round, it'll be different.
This is my last mitzvah hat. Now it's time to go to DC, so... And I'm not going to power through... I have another sock to power through, so I'm not going to power through more hats just because...
Well, and part of the problem is it really hasn't even been that cold to wear.
I know. Well, when you're homeless at night, it's...
Luckily, I guess, it hasn't been too bad. You can just take your little mitts with you on the plane.
I am. They're packed.
You're already packed?
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Make me feel like an underachiever when I travel.
Well, you know, if the valise fits... Plus, you know how it is. I'm going to have to unpack some stuff and repack it before I leave.
That's why I just wait to the last minute to do it.
Well, I did laundry last week, and I decided that I was going to pack everything I knew I wanted to take or needed or whatever, and that way I would make sure not to wear it, so I had to wash it again.
That's probably a smart plan. So, yes, this is where I got confused.
Are we on the next row yet? Or no, you're on the back side.
Right. So now it goes into a cable four back... Purl two, and then it starts doing all the Like, it doesn't line up.
Did you count your stitches?
Ew, why would I do that?
Well, because, Brick, you're fallible, too.
No. You must have me confused with somebody.
I don't think my mom cable knits.
Thought you said she doesn't knit much anymore.
She doesn't knit much anymore, but I don't know if specifically if she cable knits.
She ever cabled?
It's possible that if I get stuck on said mitts, I will...
You're just going to put them down.
Yeah.
But you can always go to Loopy U. Is that right?
There are a couple of them, I think.
I don't remember. There's like one big one in D.C. Gosh.
That's another thing I have to do. Pack samples and business cards.
What do you mean?
Me with my Icelandic and you with your valet.
I don't know. Is a valet considered a primitive breed, though?
It feels primitive.
Well, just because it's rough doesn't mean it's primitive.
And they live on the mountains. They get rounded up once a year, twice a year?
I don't know. This one came from England.
Oh, never mind.
This is British valet.
Wait, what?
This is the first flock in Britain.
Oh.
That's what made it so special. That's why I wanted you to have it. No. I'm not that cool.
You are to me. Shall we tell the lovely people what you've been up to?
What have I been up to?
You and your holiday antics.
What holiday antics?
You got a truck.
Oh, well, I did buy a truck officially, so now I'm, I guess, officially a farmer country boy or whatever. Yeehaw, y'all. Madeline got to ride my truck tonight.
I had to step up on the running board and everything.
Welcome to Kentucky.
What did you do for New Year's?
I stayed at home.
Did you really?
I did. I did not go do anything.
Oh, man, we should have gotten together. I was at home, too. I took a long bath and played cribbage online with my dad.
Yeah, no, I watched movies or something and just relaxed. And
that's right, you watched An Affair to Remember.
Was that evening?
No, I think it might have been the next day.
I was like, it was I watched that recently.
There. Yeah, you did.
We're only, what, 7 days into the new year?
Happy New Year.
Well, I guess, and yesterday I got to be godson of honor at my godmother's wedding. That was very last minute. I think I was told about it a week before.
Congratulations.
To Joan.
And?
Bill.
Aw, Joan and Bill.
Joan and Bill.
May you be blessed with many sheep and untangled skeins of yarn.
Well, they're city folks, so we don't have to worry about that too much.
The yarn part still counts.
Sure.
May all of your sweaters stay unshrunk in the dryer and never get holes.
May they never pill.
Yes.
May your sweaters never pill.
Would you like to tell the ladies and gentlemen about your bed linens?
Well, I've gotten enough crap from you about it already. I just purchased some new bed linens. They are linen sheets and pillowcases from Latvia. Grown, processed, made in Latvia. And I am now considered extremely bougie because I purchased those. Sorry I didn't get my 250 thread count cotton sheets at the Walmart down the road.
There's, you know, a middle ground between Latvia and Walmart.
Yeah,
I'm not
but
sure where it is, but
why not support a small business, even if it is in Latvia, when...
I didn't say there was anything wrong with Latvia.
You were making
people
fun of me.
People will write letters. I'm making fun of you.
Because I purchased sheets from overseas.
No.
But I'm supporting a small business by doing that instead of some large corporation.
I have no problem with the fact that you got small business sheets.
Well, then what? I still don't understand what
the issue
is. I
think it's hilarious that you went shopping around the world to cover your body at night. I got special linen Latvian sheets.
Well, I mean, they were hand-woven by virgins.
On a
dancing
mountainside.
In a, yeah, with flowers in their hair. But, you know.
Well, when they're not dancing, they're weaving.
Exactly.
So that you can have the comfort.
Of Latvian linen sheets. And they were happy to provide. Because they heard about my truck, and they got all kinds of happy. They're like, ooh, sexy American boy.
Maybe he will rescue me from this life of sheet weavery.
Girls can dream, can't they?
The exploitation of Latvian youth. But you also got a bedspread from the Ukraine.
I got a blanket from the Ukraine.
Okay. Does it not spread upon the bed?
It hasn't yet. It hasn't arrived yet.
Oh. Also hand-woven.
I don't think the sheets were hand-woven.
With pure white Ukrainian wool. Virgin wool.
There is wool in it. Well, it is all wool, I guess, and there is some white in there. God, I'm never purchasing and sharing ever again.
From survivors of Eastern Bloc sheep.
Well, they had to do something to fill the time while they were getting mortared, bombed over there by the Russians.
Well,
they weren't
invading.
Over.
They're done invading, aren't they?
Well, I know. They already took back over. I don't know.
So you bought a Russian blanket.
Well, but it was shipped. It was shipped out of Kiev, so technically Ukrainian.
Is it like a Tibetan blanket, the former Ukraine?
Well, it hasn't been absorbed back into Russia
yet. Subsumed.
And she made fun of me for calling a duvet a duvet.
No, I just said the fact that you ordered all this. After all of that.
And you still call a duvet. Well, yes. Yeah, because that's what it is.
You can't come up with something more creative.
A comforter?
Oh, I will look up the Ukrainian. You are getting a comforter, aren't you? You said something about a goose down comforter.
No, I have one. Oh. I need to get a duvet cover to cover it.
Oh, yes. Those precious, pure white, Moroccan geese.
Geese that came from high in the Atlas Mountains and were fed nothing but the seeds of the argan tree.
Oh, yes, argan. So that they're soft from the inside.
Extremely soft and supple, individually plucked.
Yes.
From the breast of the geese.
The organic geese that were raised sustainably on a small holding in Mongolia.
How did we go from Morocco to Mongolia?
I don't know.
This is the multinational.
Yes. They migrate. Comforter. They migrate. I'm very smart.
I knows what's migrations is.
I feel like this is going to be a slouch hat by the time I'm done with it.
I finished a hat.
You have finished 3 projects this year in the last 7 days.
Well, the hat, I think, was technically before the new year. But well, we can
technicalities.
Count. I was like, we can consider it, though. I've done a hat, a cowl, and a vest already.
I've done a sock.
And I'm trying to get these stupid mitts figured out.
See, stupid mitts.
Everything was fine up until this stupid row. I almost feel like I'm off a stitch or something, but
that's why I asked if you counted them.
Well, I was in the process of counting.
And then I distracted you with my womanly ways. All of my wiles. Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
I didn't get anything for Christmas.
Were you naughty last year?
No. My family usually does like a white elephant exchange Christmas Eve, where we have like a dollar limit and people just bring whatever. And I ended up with just $50 cash this year from that. So that kind of worked out. Yeah, didn't do anything Christmas Day except just kind of hang out with everybody. We didn't exchange gifts or anything.
You took your doggies for a nice walk.
When I went back home to visit Illinois, I took the doggies with me. And they got to run around the farm. Eris got to run around for the first time ever.
Oh, really?
She hadn't been out there before.
Aw. Did Gizmo show her what was up?
Yeah, Gizmo tried to chase after some deer, which was entertaining.
How'd that
for
work
those
out
of you that maybe don't follow me on Instagram or haven't seen my dogs, Gizmo is maybe 2 feet tall. She's short and stocky, little pit bull mix. And she can run fast, but she is not going to catch up with a white-tailed deer to save her life, so...
She's also elderly.
She's about 10 now, but she still will give it her best shot.
She's full of vim and vigor.
Sure, we can call it that. Eris is, I think, like 3 now. She's probably about twice as tall as Gizmo, but she doesn't weigh much more because she's a lot skinnier. And she's like a pit boxer mix. She was having a good old time. She was running around, all kinds of crazy. She didn't chase after any deer that I saw.
She was probably like, what kind of dog is that?
Probably.
Go have city dogs. Well, I had the traditional Chinese food on...
Of your people?
Yes, the traditional Christmas meal of my people. Just to make it a special occasion, I ordered off the authentic menu.
So you got the sweet and sour chicken without the bright red sauce?
No, actually, I had a whole crispy fish.
A whole crispy...
In like some kind of
chili
sauce.
Now, if you
sauce.
Really wanted to be with your roots, you good Eastern European Jews, I hope it was carp. They love a good carp in Eastern Europe.
You would know you order enough stuff from them.
Basically, I would like to think I'm really an honorary Eastern European at this point.
Well, your suit. You're cranky. You're not impoverished.
And I enjoy good carp. And I have fine bed linens from all over Eastern Europe. You gotta have standards.
Right. And, you know, your job as a proud gay American man is obviously to support the women's collectives throughout Eastern Europe that toil.
It's called white first world privilege, okay?
To provide
just because
classic
I'm
bed linens.
I'm a slight minority, just being that I am of the homosexual variety.
And you're adopted like me.
Well, yeah. There's nothing exciting about me. I'm from Southern Illinois. There's nothing there to add flavor to my background.
So you had to go sniffing in Eastern Europe to find something?
Well, I basically am an adopted Jew, so I'm doubly adopted.
Mazel on finding more than one family.
Mazel on your Hebraic and your Christian families.
Mazel on your mishpacha. So I'm going to schlep all over Washington with these fakakta hats.
28 times 2 is 56. So
that's so good with the numbers.
So that should... No, that puts me at the correct stitch number then.
Do you have to knit a whole pair of socks for it to be considered a finished project?
Yes. Because you don't just wear one sock unless you're an amputee. Or even then, you might still wear two so that it looks more symmetrical.
What's wrong with being proud to be asymmetrical? Well, when I finish the other sock... And this hat,
I'm just proud that you got through one sock.
Me too!
Because, let me tell you, for me personally, sock knitting is a beast. And I'm not fast at it, and I'm not good at it. I love my hand-knit socks. And I want to do that whole hashtag Operation Sock Drawer.
Yeah, right?
But I cannot seem to get through them fast enough. I think I need to knit mine two at a time.
That must be how people do Operation Sock Drawer, because I can't imagine you would fill a sock drawer.
I see
drawer.
So many people knitting them on just DPNs or something.
You people are making it look so easy, and it's not.
Well, I personally know that I'm struggling.
Hashtag socks are a struggle.
Right. I can usually get through one, but it's then getting that second one done. I feel like I was more efficient with it when I was doing two at a time, and I was more apt to get them done. So... Maybe I need to take some of the ones that I've been working on. Like, I've got some that are just started, and I just need to take them off and then restart them. But I've got some that are, like, almost done. Then I started one pair that's, like, patterned. Lord help me. If y'all have ever tried the Harlequin stitch, God bless you. Because it is not fun, at least for me.
I'm putting that in my bank of things to avoid.
It's not hard. It's just the way that I've been doing it. I have to, like, slip a stitch back and forth each round because of the way the pattern shifts. Mm. I just want to get through this round so that I can put it down and work on my stupid sweater.
Speaking of gifts for Christmas, Terry got his, finally. I was slow. I sent him that horrible peacock yarn. Enjoy it, Terry. Find something fun to make with it.
Yeah, such a thing. God bless you, Terry, for doing something with it.
By the end of his project, he's going to think I hate him.
What about that silk cashmere yarn that he sent you?
But I'm jealous of you and Terry now because you're bag buddies.
Oh, yes. I did just get a new bag from Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And it's gorgeous, and it's the one I wanted.
Well, you can borrow it.
For nights out on the town?
Yes. It can be a knitting slash clutch.
You can dress it up or dress it down. Actually, Terry, I get complimented on my bag by Terry so often as a purse. Oh my gosh, I love your bag. Where did you get that purse? It's a project bag. A what?
Don't worry about it.
If you have to ask.
Just enjoy the half-naked men on it. Which, by the way, Terry, if you can find some more fabric like that, I'm totally down to buy some more from you.
More naked people, please.
Nudity is the way of the future.
And we have a project to discuss with Terry at our virtual knitting night.
Yes.
Once we're done keeping him to ourselves for a little while, maybe we should open it up and just have a Ballyhoo Podcast virtual knitting night.
What in gay hell?
What have you done?
It doesn't line up. Traveling three right, which I did that. And then it says travel three left. Well, it doesn't quite work out. I'm just trying to make sense of this.
Well, son, in life, some things don't make sense.
Ain't that it? Because there's a T2L and a T3L. Mm-hmm. And I was doing the T2L.
And it's a T3?
And it's a T3. Oy.
You gotta keep track of your twos and threes.
I wish I didn't like cabling so much.
It's so beautiful and interesting, but it's a pain. Kind of like socks.
I'd rather do cabling or socks over lace knitting any day.
But darn it, you're not gonna let lace hold you back.
Probably going to be another couple of years before I'm halfway decent at it.
Brickwalker, Lace Master.
Oh, God.
That sounds like a reality show. Maybe that should be my 2016 goal.
Get a reality show about knitting?
No, just get a reality show about me.
What's it going to be called?
I don't know. That's up to you.
Well,
my
it's
manager.
Then it's going to be on Showtime or HBO.
It will not be during Saturday morning, that's for sure.
Nope.
It's not child friendly. I mean, I watch National Geographic or Animal Planet or whatever, and I have...
We'll probably have to put you on Animal Planet.
I have as many animals as one of the vet shows, and as many accidents as one of the medical shows, and as much unwitting humor as one of the person shows.
Well, that's why you have me to bring the humor.
Because it's a dry humor.
I'm so hilarious.
You add the BBC style humor.
I am the gay Ben Stein. That's how I reference myself.
Actually, that's really fitting.
Little sarcastic, pretty dry, delightfully monotone.
A lot of people don't get you, but the ones who do really love you.
They really, yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
It is a delicious cookie, to be sure.
It's like a Girl Scout cookie. It's so delicious. It's like cocaine cookie.
Do you go straight to my hips?
A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. Well, this might line up a whole lot better now.
I am decreasing yet again.
I am as well.
But I think I'm going to do a more aggressive decrease this round.
Ooh.
That's right. Aggressively decreasing.
Yes, ma'am. I think I just got this row finally complete.
Yay! Do you hear that? That's the sound of our listeners clapping for you.
Thank you for riding the struggle bus with me. Because really, looking back at it, it really wasn't that difficult.
Choo-choo.
But I just had to make it that way. Well, I like this round because you just knit the knits and purl the pearls.
Would you call that in pattern?
Yes. Continue in pattern. That's if I knew what the pattern was.
When safe to do so, please TR3.
I clearly don't know what that means.
Proceed until next
cable.
Yeah,
see, I'm not a big fan of that. So all of a sudden this one kind of disappears. And,
yeah.
But I guess it'll be symmetrical.
So.
Me? Never.
See.
I still don't like that little lip in the pattern.
Well, it doesn't like you either. And it thinks if you have such a problem with it, you should tech edit it.
I finally decided on names for all of my sheep. Morton is remaining Morton. Or Morty.
Morty Goldbloom.
And
Icelandic
then,
Ram.
At your service.
Nice to meet ya.
Cinder is now becoming Susu.
Explain for our diverse audience.
Yes, it comes from the Japanese word Susu Watari, because the joke that I was going to name her was Soot Gremlin, and that's what they're called in My Neighbor Totoro in the actual like Japanese version is Susu Watari, because she's still my little Soot Gremlin.
Honey Bear
is now officially Piper. Because she had the orange tag. Orange is the new black. That's how my mind works, people.
And Piper definitely lived up to her name today.
Oh my gosh.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. And then, No Name is going to be named Reykja. That's Icelandic for fog.
She's the sweetest one.
She and Cinder are both very sweet.
Reykja will follow you around all over.
So we pretty much got everybody rounded up pretty easily.
Hooves needed to be trimmed in a massive way.
Yes. At least mine did.
Yes.
You already did Cinder and you did Cotton.
Because they were limping.
And we needed to get my guys done and then Dullahan.
Because he got stepped on by a donkey as a lamb and has a really messed up back foot and the hoof grows weird. Extreme hoof trimming. Ballyhoo edition.
Now Morty and Dullahan and Reykja were all pretty easy. But
so that
trying to catch
Piper
was awful.
Was blocking the entrance to the bigger pasture. She thought that she could jump past me and smacked face first into the wire fence and busted bottom lip.
And then she kind of bounced. It was almost like watching a cartoon where you see somebody like jump into a fence and it almost is like a trampoline and it stretches and then recoils and they bounce back. I mean, it was almost exactly like that.
You guys, it was so funny.
She went catapulting backward and landed on her butt. And then kind of rolled over and...
blinked, shook her head,
and ran again.
It was funny because she didn't really get hurt, and it wasn't our fault. She lives there. How did she not know there was a fence?
Because she'd never tried to jump through it before. We got Reykja done right away.
And except for her trying to lay down, she was pretty good.
I tried to catch Piper for, 20 minutes.
While I shook a grain sack and everybody else came running.
And I almost had her at one point, but then she would position herself between a tree and me and Susu.
Susu.
So I could never quite get to her unless I lunged magically through the tree, which wasn't going to happen.
You can't do that?
I left my wand at home.
Good farm boys have room in their trucks for wands.
I've got plenty of room in that truck for all kinds of stuff. And I only say that because I've been watching a lot of Harry Potter lately. I have all the Harry Potter movies, and I just decided I wanted to watch them all.
Okay, that's fair.
I've watched up through Half-Blood Prince, and then I have Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2 that I haven't done yet. I got on a kick of older movies, so I watched An Affair to Remember, Sender to Heaven, Peyton Place, and then I watched A Letter to Three Wives. And lately it's been on to Ab Fab.
Yeah. I've been binging Ab Fab, IT Crowd, and then RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Start your engines.
Precisely. Oh, that's why it looks like. Okay.
Have you made peace with your project?
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I figured it out. So I'm working on our beautiful mitts. CC Snugs. Continuous Cabled Snugs. They're by Lynette Meek. From Letitia Designs.
In Nanaimo, BC. Which is a beautiful place if you've never been there.
I'm working on that, but I'm also working on the Driftwood sweater. It is super simple, super fast. It's a worsted weight. Driftwood is by Isabel Kramer.
What size needles?
I'm knitting them on, I believe, 8s. And then the edging is done in, like, the button band and stuff is done with a 7. So, I mean, it's just worsted weight.
Maybe I should cast that on.
Well, it's different for me. I've never done a top-down sweater. So you knit it top-down, flat, and then you join it in the round, and then work it as a tube for the body, and then pick up the sleeve stitches and work those. So, I mean, it's not complicated, but right now I'm really tired of knitting flat, because I am a much slower purler than I am a knitter.
What am I going to knit in class this semester?
Your continuous cabled snugs? Since they're never going
to
get done?
No, they will get done, but I can't do those in class. Because it has to be something simple enough that I don't have to pay attention.
Well, you're going to become a master sock knitter, so.
Right. Yeah. And that's what everybody's getting for holidays next year.
Congratulations, everyone.
Happy graduation. Here's some socks.
Merry Christmas. Here's some socks.
Joyous Kwanzaa.
Some congratulations on your new baby. Here's some socks.
Mazel on your retirement. Here's some socks. And if you're lucky and I like you a lot, maybe they'll match.
If you're lucky and I like you a lot, you'll get two socks instead of just one.
It's like a progressive gift. This year you get the left one, next year you get the right.
Don't worry about wanting to wear them. It'll happen when it happens.
Happy birthday. Here's a sock. I'm going to color code people. And then I'll use yarn of the same color. And then that way, I'll just knit people's socks every year. One sock every year. Because eventually they'll run out, right? Like, a sock will wear out. And then you have a replacement sock.
But then they won't necessarily match.
Oh, because of washing. It's not my problem.
And I just put in my gusset stitches, so.
Ooh, gusset. That's a fancy word. Is that Ukrainian?
No, it's shut up.
So, Brick, what are you doing for President's Day?
Getting all the amazing sales at Macy's.
Can we get some revenue for that?
You can try.
Please, can we get some revenue?
Knock yourself out. Best of luck.
If I'm successful, will I get a sock?
Probably not.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to become the master sock knitter between us. Not generally, just between the two of us. And you're going to start bringing over half-done socks for me to finish. Like you bring over all this fiber for me to spin.
You're a faster and better spinner than I am.
Stop buttering me up with your
cashmere. You run out of fiber way faster than me. Okay. That way you don't have to dip into your stuff, and I've got bags and piles of fiber sitting at home. I mean, what did I bring you today?
Cashmere.
Okay.
I mean, if you ever do want
to. And before that, I brought you what? Oh, silk. And what have I brought you before that? Merino and cashmere.
No, before that you brought me what? And before that you
white
brought
face
me...
Woodland.
Or yeah, that. Okay.
Which you didn't like.
I didn't mind it.
What happened to the yarn with that? What happened?
Oh, I still have it. Do you want it?
I never saw what you finished with it. I just saw it on the bobbin. We both prefer to work with hand-spun yarns now.
So. By far.
Or at least small producer yarns.
Do Do you know I've used this one skein of Icelandic Lobi in like 3 different projects?
Aren't you glad that I recommended that you purchase it?
I am. You have such excellent taste in quality worldwide products.
Including, but not limited to, Icelandic yarn, Latvian linen sheets, and Ukrainian wool blankets.
You can find Brick's favorite items and more on the Brick's Favorites page at BallyhooFiberEmporium.com.
Or you could just check out my Etsy page. I have all my favorites listed there.
What do you call it? Buy like Brick? You should start your own blog.
You know you want to be me.com. I think that's appropriate enough, don't you?
Yes, because appropriateness has always been your hallmark.
Indeed. I almost feel like these are going to be extremely snug on my thick, chunky arms.
Lose weight.
Yeah, right.
Look at this. I'm going to finish a project.
Please, let me give you real scissors.
Those are massive. Well, are you planning to
No, I forgot these
later?
Were in here, but I've got these.
What are those, 8-inch sewing shears?
Oh, yes. That's what happens when you used to be a fashion design student. You have good sewing shears.
Once a fashion design student, always a fashion design student.
I can still sew. Maybe if it doesn't, maybe if I end up not liking it on me, I'll just give it to you.
It's beautiful.
It'll be huge on you, though,
it's
probably.
It's so my color. I can shrink it in the dryer.
Don't shrink it. Jeez, this yarn is, what else, llama, linen, and silk.
I know, but it's too big for me. You should. It's not my fault.
It's meant to be oversized.
It's so pretty. Everything you do, I want to do exactly the way you do. But
no, you
me.
Don't. It's Universal Yarns Fibra Natura Lamellini is the name of the yarn.
I'm becoming kind of an Insta fanatic.
Aren't you glad I told you to do it?
I really am. I like it more than I thought I would, and not in a Facebook-y way. Facebook drives me crazy, and I love the people in my life, because I know all of my Facebook people. I won't add you as a Facebook friend if I don't know you. I feel like people are, I hate to use this word, but I feel like people are more authentic.
I was just trying to express my authentic self by purchasing small batch hand woven linen sheets from Latvia.
Okay, Socality Ken. Oh, I went there.
Hashtag Socality Ken. Squeezle, my dear, I know you will love that.
I've upgraded you. You're no longer Little Brick Peep. You're now Socality Ken.
Well, I guess I own sheep now. That was just when I was like a sheep groupie.
Now you're for real.
Yes, I can officially say I'm a shepherd now.
Sheep life, yo. Yeah, are we going to go to that school in Spain?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because we have so much time and money for that.
Exactly.
Look, it's a little pointy, but I like it.
There's another one that I saw in France that does a similar thing.
We do already speak French, so.
You
I think we
speak French.
There.
I am a French groupie.
You fake.
I can speak some French, but I'm by no means fluent.
Yay! My first finished project of 2016 and a half.
Yeah, we're 1 week in.
I'm so proud of me. Look, I'm accomplishing things.
Look at this.
How dare you keep expensive yarn in such disarray? I taught you nothing?
I buy you all the fancy yarn.
And do you see me keeping it in such a manner?
Or I give you fancy things to spin to make into fancy yarn. Because I can't do it.
Oh, I make very fancy yarn. See also Peacock.
That's crazy yarn.
It was crazy yarn. It made me unhappy. Hopefully it will make Terry very happy. Many years.
Oh my god, Terry, please make it into a pair of socks.
I would pay good money to see those, actually.
The gauntlet has been thrown, Terry.
Except there's only like 90 yards of it or something like that. 96 yards, so...
Make socks. Very tiny socks.
Make socks for babies. Because babies don't walk anyway.
I actually think he should make a high-collared, like, shawl-collared sweater and put that around. Or, oh, no, a turtleneck and put that
in. That
would
be the worst ever. It has to be something you don't intend to ever wash or wear. Well, you're having a bad yarn day, that's for sure.
Just with this one ball. I'm about to say, girl, we gonna have a talk. At least the, colors are pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's how lightweight it is.
Yeah.
If it gets hung up, it doesn't.
I've got some silk linen blend that does the same thing.
That silk linen you can wash.
Mm-hmm.
This, you cannot. Well, I don't know.
Well, I was gonna put it in, on high and then put it in the dryer, tumble low, and then get mad when it pilled, and I didn't understand why.
Yes, sunshine?
Do you remember when we were children, how we would play together?
Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset.
Nor do I.
I mean, it was so easy to play, you know, when I was in Indiana and you were in Oregon.
We never let distance stop us. Can't stop a love like ours.
Oh boy.
So my first class, school starts next Monday, and my first class on Monday morning, bright and early, is disasters. The history of worldwide disasters.
Why are you taking that?
Because I can't take the sociology course that isn't being offered, that's required every other year for my sustainability minor.
By taking disasters!
So they're offering, this semester, they're offering disasters as a substitute.
Oh, you have fun with
which
that.
Which, I feel like some episodes of RuPaul should count. And some days of my life, also.
What about mine? Jeez.
Your life wouldn't qualify as disaster.
I'm just as disaster, thank you. I got two cavities filled.
2 out of 5 ain't bad.
And then they want to extract all 4 of my wisdom teeth as well.
Which at nearly 30, it's about time.
Are you going to come pick me up from the
I would love to drive you. Can I drive you, please?
I know you want to, because then you're going to totally...
Can I?
You're going to video me.
Only if it's funny. If it's not funny, I won't.
It probably won't be
funny. And whether it's funny or not, I'll still take care of you. Because I'm a nice person.
It probably won't be funny. You'll be like, you are so boring. Why can't you be like those crazy kids on the internet?
Why aren't you funny? Be funny. Say something funny, Brick. I do have plans to have a best of at some point. All the things I haven't been able to put in that Terry said and Scott said and I say and you say. I'm just going to throw them in one big best of episode and put explicit content and let people...
enter at their own will.
Pretty much.
Your mother will be so verklempt.
She doesn't get verklempt.
I'm technically a
she
goy.
She gets miffed.
I'm a shiksa.
You don't want to be a shiksa.
Doesn't mean I'm not.
And you love the gefilte fish.
Oh, gefilte fish.
Ugh. You know, I have a good
I'd rather have
that,
smoked
though.
White fish, but gefilte.
Well, someday we're going to get a smoker and have our own grog.
We always had gefilte at Passover. And brisket as well, until it got too expensive, then we had to switch to chicken. The struggle is real.
Who can afford to eat like we used to in the old country, by which I mean Latvia, and the Ukraine.
And Philly.
Oy, the way we ate in Philly. Before the Cossacks ran us out.
Oh, the cheesesteaks of old.
When you could get a proper cut of meat. Someday I'm going to listen back on these episodes and wonder what we were drinking.
And just remember, we were high on life.
And now for the latest and greatest from Ballyhoo Farm. The latest thing to happen on the farm, besides all of the shenanigans and tomfoolery that Brick and I have gotten into, is that I had to finally be honest with myself about the horses. I grew up, like most little girls, desperately longing for a horse to call my own. And when I was in college... the first time, I was fortunate enough to own my own thoroughbred mare for the very first time, and that kicked off my love affair with thoroughbreds. I think for most of us, our 20s are the years where we are finally able to branch out on our own and own our own animals, and if you love horses, you get to experience the joys and struggles and financial responsibilities of horse ownership for the first time. And then in your 30s, I think that's the decade that kind of separates the sheep from the goats, which is to say those who are really going to be horse devotees the rest of their lives from those of us who have enjoyed fulfilling that dream and are ready to move on to something else, whether it's a career or having a family or, you know, what have you. And I didn't expect to be one of those people. I honestly didn't. I thought I would have horses my whole life. And I may, if I'm lucky, have a pasture pet. But with my neck and my neurological issues and that tenuous situation and the fact that I'm in school full time and that sometimes I have to choose between my horse keeping responsibilities and my own medical care, I had to take a step back and be objective. This has been a year of struggle for me. Well, 2015 was. Hopefully this next year won't be. And I am realizing that as much as I think I'm going to do with the horses, especially Bullet in particular. And as much as I love having them around, I'm really not doing justice by them. I mean, Bullet's only 13 years old. He's bomb-proof. He's been there, done that. He's a valuable piece of Americana and an all-around great guy. But the truth is, I've only ridden him like twice in the past 2 years. And while other beginners have been up on him, he hasn't really been worked. He's got a long working life ahead of him. He's healthy. He's sound. And there's no reason why he shouldn't be in a home with someone who loves him as much as I do, but gets more use out of him and builds a partnership with him. So I put Bullet up for sale. And I got several responses, and some of them were so ludicrous I won't even go into detail. But one young lady emailed me and was interested in doing a lease, and I think that that's going to be the perfect situation for both of us. She lives in town right now. She lives in Louisville and is finally old enough. She's out of college and has a good job, and wants to own her own horse, but is responsible enough to know that she needs to meet the right horse. And in the meantime, she is happily leasing a very stubborn old mare, and it was interested in leasing Bullet, possibly to buy. So she came out and tried him and loved him, and he was pretty good for her. And she's been out twice now to ride him, and I know that he's going to be very happy with that. She's thrilled to death. And as bittersweet as it is for me to see somebody else doing what I wish I could do with him, it's making it easier to accept that transition, that horses won't play such a big role in my functioning farm life, and ultimately I'll make peace with giving them up. I like too that she's leasing him on my property, because that means that Penny's not by herself, which is good for her. She doesn't do well as an only horse. So that's the biggest thing that's happened. Additionally, I have finished all of the projects I set out to finish last year. So I'm excited to give my parents their gifts this week in DC. I fly out in the morning in the snow. That's right, we had snow finally in Kentucky. The temperature dropped about 35, 40 degrees overnight, and it's been brutal. And we don't have that much snow. We had a little bit of ice, but there's more snow rolling in tomorrow. And for the first time ever, there's going to be more snow and worse weather here than there is when I go to Washington, D.C. in January. Imagine that. So anyway, I bid you farewell. I'm going to see what kind of fiber opportunities await in our nation's capital and hang out with my dad and eat some chili. And hopefully I'll have some stuff to tell you about when I come back next week. I do want to make the disclaimer that Piper is absolutely fine. It's been a couple days, and her mouth is fine. She can eat fine. She's totally healed up. So it was a really funny incident. You really had to be there to see it. A sheep bouncing off the fence, but no lasting harm. And all the sheep feel much better for having their hooves trimmed. Remember, you can find show notes, comment, read more about Brick and I's adventures, and more at BallyhooFiberEmporium.com. And I did just update the website and give it a whole new look, so please check it out and let me know what you think of that. You can follow Ballyhoo Fiber Emporium on Facebook and Instagram at Ballyhoo Fiber Emporium. If you like what you've heard today, please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Republic. I'm always looking for talented people in the fiber industry to interview, fabulous prizes to give away, and fiber businesses who would like to become sponsors. If any of these sound like you, visit the contact page of the Ballyhoo Fiber Emporium website. Have a great week, and remember, spin everywhere.